أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى بيته الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم. This is the fourth chapter of the book Shahid Burunsi. His wife narrates details about him. He says he used to be very careful and cautious. One day he returns with his friends and they had Imam Khomeini's cassettes with them. We used to live on ground floor and our house owner used to live on top floor. He told me that if someone knocks on the door, immediately let me know so that I can turn off the recorder. Earlier, when I used to ask him, he used to tell me that if police would find these cassettes with us, we would be jailed for a long time. Every time there would be a new statement from Imam Khomeini, he would gather in our house with these Hausa students and would transcribe the speech and statements, and later during the night, they would distribute it among the people. He used to sleep very little and did not have any specific time for sleep. He never stepped out of the house without ghusl-e shahadat. Even when he used to go to work, he would go out with ghusl-e shahadat. And he used to say that even if I meet with an accident during the work, then I will get the rewards of a shaheed. He used to work during the day and study Hausa in the night. And he was very, very active in his revolutionary activities. I very clearly remember that one day he came home with his friends with some new cassettes which had the recent speech from Imam Khomeini. They all sat down and were listening to the speeches. It was almost 11 in the night. I was keeping an eye and waiting in the open area near the door. We had agreed with the landlady that we will turn off the lamp by 10 p.m. She was a very stubborn and short-tempered woman. I was worried that she might create a scene now. I was there near the door keeping an eye for Burunsi. Suddenly, I saw her. She went straight to the main switches and turned off the power for the whole house. Then she walked towards us and said, "I cannot tolerate all this, that you guys are awake all night and continue with your nonsense activities." Then Burunsi said, "But we did not disturb you." Burunsi was looking down and his eyes were focused on the ground because he did not want to look at a non-mahram lady. Then she replied angrily, "What more do you want to do?" I thought she was referring to the lamp. So I said, "It's okay, I understand. I will turn off this lamp and turn on the power for the rest of the house." But she stopped me and said, "We cannot take all this nonsense from you anymore." I said, "What are you talking about?" Then she said, "Your enemy with the Shah of Iran." I was shocked. My heart stopped beating. Burunsi hinted me that there is no point arguing any further with her and it's better to remain silent. Next day, Burunsi left the house without his tools. I asked him, "Are you not going to work today?" He said, "No, I'm going to look for a new house for us. This place is not suitable for us anymore." By the afternoon, he returned home. I asked him, "What happened? Did you find a house?" He said, "Yes." I asked, "Where is it?" He said, "In the lane with all the Hausa students in it." By the evening, we had packed everything and were ready to move to the new place. When we moved to this new place in the basement, I was shocked and stunned. I asked Abdul Hussein, "What kind of a house is this?" He said, "This house belongs to one of the Hausa students. I think this is an okay place to manage for a few days." The place was pitch dark and I was almost in tears looking at the place. He said, "Don't worry, it's just a matter of a few days." Well, we had no option and we started staying in the scary dark place. A few days later, he bought a 40 square meter land in this area and with the help of the Hausa students, he started building a small house for us. Very soon, he was able to build a wall on all four sides and laid the roof as well. And final finishing was still pending. However, we moved into the new house. It was a very small house. It had just one room in it and the room was divided with a curtain. In the night, me and the children used to sleep on this side of the curtain and he and his friends used to work on the other side of the curtain. Slowly, the work intensified. And now he used to print more posters and used to distribute it among the people or post them on the wall in the town. He somehow managed to pay some amount to procure a revolver from Zahidan. I asked him, "Why do you need this?" Then he replied, "Maybe someday it may come handy." He used to tell me that when he is out for work or he is out distributing posters and the Sawak people would come looking for him, I should reply, "Just this single thing, that my husband is a worker and he works on construction sites. Apart from this, I do not know anything else." One day, when he went out to distribute the posters, he never came back. I was dead worried. I couldn't sleep that night. I would frequently step out and check the lane, but there was no sign of him. As the time passed, I realized that he must have been arrested. Everyone knew about the barbaric approach of Sawak, and this made me even more worried. Early morning, I informed his friends about him missing. They consoled me and said they will find him. There was no news of him that day. Then some more days passed away and there was no news of him. I was losing all hope. Then suddenly he came back home. We had guessed it right. Sawak had arrested him and then few days later they released him. Imam Khomeini in his new statement had asked people to protest on the roads against Shah's barbarism and apartheid regime. Abdul Hussein did not go to work that day. Maybe he knew that there was going to be a protest that day, so he was prepared for it. That day he performed Ghusl Shahadat and was all ready and set to go for the protest. He gathered all the cassettes and books and the Risala of Imam Khomeini and advised me that if I do not come back, take care of these and hide them someplace. He then left. People had gathered in the haram of Imam Raza alayhi salam and were protesting against the regime and were chanting slogans against Shah. By the afternoon, we had received some terrible and awful news. The barbaric soldiers of Shah were massacring people in the haram. They did not abstain from opening fire at the people in the haram. A lot of people were martyred and a lot of them were arrested. Inshallah, rest of the story will be covered in the next audio. Until then, Altamas-e Dua, Khuda Hafiz.